valigia sul letto è quella di un lungo viaggio. E tu senza dir niente hai trovato il coraggio. Con l'orgoglio ferito di chi poi si ribella, ma quando t'arrabbi sei ancora più bella. E così...
It is 9 a.m. in the West Coast, and it is 12 noon in the East Coast, and it is 7 p.m. in Jerusalem. Today is July 15, 2015, and this is Orly Benny Davis with The Impossible Truth. Today on BBS Radio, we are going to have our weekly Italian music, and we will going to keep talking about nice places to visit in Rome, since we all go on a vacation, right, anytime soon. I hope me too, but I want to recommend some of those places to you. And then we are going to touch base with the news about Iran and what we all feel about it and why everybody feels so differently, because there are so many noises, so many voices, and nobody remembers really that, you know, it's not all in our hands. So we're going to come back and we'll going to talk about the possibility in you know, in some businesses in Italy that we overlooked in the last month or two, and we'll take it from there, okay? Now, we have a great start. You know, Italy is an incredible place, and if it's on your schedule, of course, Greece is on everybody's schedule. But if it's on your schedule, just remember, there are a few places that you must visit when you go to Rome. Let's listen to that.
Planning a visit to Rome? The Eternal City is packed with beautiful monuments, grand buildings, and magnificent attractions. So this is why we've produced dozens of videos which will help you plan your time in Rome. But first, let's start with Rome's top 10 must-visit places. Starting with the Vatican. The smallest country in the world, with a population around 800 people, is also one of the biggest tourist destinations in the world. It could well take you a full day to explore all the treasures this complex holds. So it might be a good idea to avoid the long lines by pre-booking your tickets. You should also obey the dress code or else you will not be allowed to enter, so be sure to cover your shoulders and knees. Next, let's head to the Trevi Fountains. Mainly remembered for the iconic scene from Fellini's movie La Dolce Vita, this is the biggest Baroque fountain in the city, rising 26 meters high and 49 meters wide. According to legend, if you throw a coin into the fountain, you'll return to Rome once more. Just make sure you use your right hand. Don't miss the Trevi Fountains illuminated at night, as this out-of-scale fountain is even more impressive after dark. Learn more about Rome's nightlife in our special video guide at vidtour.com. Our third must-see attraction is the Pantheon, one of Rome's oldest buildings still standing. It was originally built in 118 AD, and according to legend, it was built at the exact same place that Rome's founder Romulus was buried. Its original purpose was a worship place for Roman pagan gods, but no one knows exactly how they performed their ceremonies, as this temple doesn't look like any other Roman temple. In fact, the famous Michelangelo felt it was built by angels rather than human beings. No wonder then, it became the most imitated building in the ancient world. Moving to another ancient landmark, it's the Roman Forum, located right at the heart of the ancient city that ruled the world for 1,000 years. Here, you could find Rome's most important public buildings, and the top sites include the Arc of Titus, the Temple of Saturn and Vesta, and the Church of San Luca and Martina. The entrance tickets to the Forum include a visit to the Colosseum, So check vidtour.com to watch additional guides for all of the top attractions in the Eternal City. Our next attraction is the Piazza Navona, which is probably the most beautiful square in Rome, surrounded with many restaurants and ice cream shops. The piazza also presents three different fountains. The most important one is the Fountain of Four Rivers. Designed by Bernini, the fountain shows four figures which represent the Nile, the Ganges, the Danube, and Rio della Plata. Another worthwhile attraction in the piazza is the St. Ignacy Church, which is considered to be one of the most important Baroque masterpieces of the city. The next must-visit place is the district of Trastevere. This area is the international district of the city since Roman days, and even today, this area attracts most of the foreigners who've made Rome their home. What makes this area so special is not only the extraordinary monuments, but its unique atmosphere. Unlike other districts in the city, Trastevere is a safe and friendly neighborhood day and night. Looking for a place to eat or drink? Check Piazza Santa Maria, which is a popular gathering place. Attraction number 4 is the Statio, named after the 8th hill of Rome, which is actually an artificial, man-made hill. Stretching along the Tiber River, this area is all about the authentic vibe of modern Rome. It is also the place to find the supporter club for the city's football club, AS Roma. Testaccio is packed with great restaurants and bars, popular among locals, making it a perfect area for a great night out. Check our video guide about Rome's nightlife for more ideas about an evening out in Rome. Should you feel overwhelmed and exhausted by all that sightseeing, you could head to our number 3 attraction, Villa Borghese, the largest public park in the city. The park is located only minutes away from the Spanish Steps and Piazza del Popolo. Villa Borghese is also called the Park of the Museums, as it is home for several of them. Galleria Borghese, which has a collection of sculptures and paintings from artists like Raphael and Bernini, is one of them. Other museums in the park include Galleria Nazionale and Museo Nazionale Etrusco, which presents pre-Roman objects. Next to the park, you can find our next landmark, the elegant Via Veneto. For those who love shopping, Via Veneto has been considered for years to be the most expensive shopping street in Rome. If shopping is not your thing, you might want to enjoy some coffee at one of the many cafes along the street, or walk towards Piazza Barberini to view the Fountain of Triton, designed by Bernini, and to visit the fascinating Capuchin Church and its crypt decorated with the bones of 4,000 monks. And finally, our last must-visit attraction is one of the world's most famous buildings, the Colosseum. It is a very popular tourist destination, so expect long lines in peak seasons and weekends. Our tip is to plan your visit in the late afternoon hours, which are less busy. This amazing amphitheater used to successfully host 55,000 Romans who enjoyed the competitions between slaves and prisoners. The shows used to run one by one until the ground became too soaked with blood. There is much more to say about Rome, so make sure you visit us at vidtour.com to find more free video guides about the Eternal City.
All right, we are back. Sorry it was a little slow as far as I'm concerned, but it was trying to give you a picture of what to visit in Rome. And if you remember what we were starting to talk about in the beginning of the show that we did, Educated for Rome, we want to come back to the touch of, you know, of beauty, of arts, of incredible spirit, of love and sharing. Of course, the Italian between them have their shortcoming, but usually the stranger that come along, you know, in the street of Rome or Italy per se, can enjoy incredible hospitality they're going to be treated with a cordial, the most cordial respect, and they're going to be served with the most caring attention and the best of what they have. I'm sure that there are horrendous stories of the past that talk that a certain city, you know, you buy something and you find a box full of stones, but, you know, you, as everywhere, you have to check your stuff before you leave every time, check your bill. Just make sure you're on top. Once they understand you're on top, everything is going to be smooth. And just be aware that when you travel, there are people that are traveling too. So many strangers might bump into you, and it won't be nice to get, you know, to go to a place where there are all those refugees coming. So try to avoid those places where they're accumulating, so your vacation will be different. But in case you are researching it, it can be incredible too. I know that we have a lot of things to tell you about the Iranian deal that was signed and delivered, and all this preoccupation with what it really means and what the world actually intended with this deal with Iran, and all those voices of, you know, not so happy voices, let's say. Let's say to everybody, guys from the side of Israel, guys who are not happy with that. But let's look at what we got. We got the notification where people say that the Iranians are very happy. They are very, very happy with what they got. And they are celebrating in the street today. Now, of course, there is no transparency in the Iranian regime. So whatever they know that the sanctions are going to be lifted. Sanction meaning the economy is going to improve. Every country that has sanctions should, you know, celebrate when they are removed. But they'll be removed according to condition. And I'm trying to tell it from a different part. I know that my congressman, Joe Wilson, has a saying in that, and we have also a soundbite of him. When it will be ready, it will be nice to have it. That is really concerned, and I respect Congressman Wilson from South Carolina very much to understand a lot about the situation, especially when he's dealing with all the matters on hand. But let's remember, before the deal was signed, there was no signature on hand from the Iranian that's stating that they won't do anything. They could have gone anywhere they want. They could have built anything they want. And we just had to stay and look and try to stop them. Now, having settled on the line works, the line work is not our happy medium, and we're not sure that we can trust that they are not going to cheat. But we have to trust ourselves that in case they are cheating, we're going to be very, very strong and courageous and with a clear response to what will happen. So they are actually committed to behave nicely. They are saying that they can do sort of thing, but I don't think so. They maybe have a chance to come back to the rest of the world, but if they're going to have all this money running into investing in the new caliphate that they believe they want to build, if they're going to become the empire movement not, they're not going to become one. They're going to try to move their people and make a revolution everywhere. The world will stop them because they'll be off agreement. The government, of course, didn't subscribe, as I understood it, to the action that they're going to take. But anything that will be insulting to the rest of the world, especially America, will be answered with short of anything, they're going to get it back. And I'm not saying it's a threat. I'm not saying it because I know anything. I'm just saying that mathematics are there. You know, you sign an agreement, now you behave elsewhere, and also you become hostile. So it means that you're even evolving your antipathy with the world, and they're gonna pay back with the same token. So I would suggest that Iran will, you know, kiss their blesses and try to get their country back on their feet. Well, it was good that you went and you departed, but you party when I was to Rome, when I was keep on talking, and we have some sort of situation sometimes here when we are getting off, you know, line for a second, you know, checking all our information, and oops, we need to go to music. Happens in the best household, and I love this place because it's our people's radio, and BBS Radio is a place where you can talk to the world, tell it as it is. You can be a guest here. You can have a really, really a comfort place where love and happiness is all what you need, and you will have a good host and a good editor to welcome you to the show. So please feel comfortable to remember us every time when you need to talk, to say something to the world. And as we always do, we pray for you. We got Joe Wilson, congressman of South Carolina, 2nd District, a man that works so hard for the troop of America. He's on the Foreign Affairs Committee, he's on the Arms Committee, he's chairman of the subcommittee of troops, he's on the Education Committee. And lately I heard, that Mr. Wilson just got appointed to the NDAA Conference Committee. The NDAA Conference Committee is the National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2016, which will be interesting. So this man is a man that you should listen to, respect, and understand that he does everything for America's sake.
Ladies and gentlemen, this morning at the House Foreign Affairs Committee, we discussed the nuclear agreement reached with the regime in Iran as an historic mistake. I appreciate the bipartisan efforts of Chairman Ed Royce and Ranking Member Elliot Engel. I am disappointed that the President has made dangerous concessions while negotiating with the murderous Iranian regime. This regime sponsors terrorists who attack American families and openly calls for the death of Americans and our allies, especially Israel. The concern over the agreement is bipartisan. Today, former Democratic Senator Joe Lieberman testified that this was a bad deal, citing a recent editorial in Tehran's government-controlled newspaper that predicted the U.S., quote, will one fine day cease to be visible on the map of the world, end of quote. Senator Lieberman also reminded us that, quote, this Iranian government has the blood of a lot of Americans on its hands, end of quote. Additionally, Foreign Policy Initiative board member William Crystal wrote, quote, it's obviously a very good deal for the Iranian regime. It is a very bad deal for America. So Congress should rise to the occasion. Congress should engage in full and comprehensive debate. Congress should then pass a resolution of disapproval. Congress should then override the president's veto and return America's Iran policy to dealing from a position of strength rather than supplication. I agree. In an effort to achieve political gain, President Obama has ignored Congress and the American people. In the coming days, I hope the president is willing to listen to the American people. I'm very concerned that this agreement will not prevent the Iranian regime from developing a nuclear weapon now or in the future. The president is establishing a sad legacy of giving in to an extremist regime with nuclear intercontinental ballistic missiles targeting American families. Iran is well known as a state sponsor of terrorism. We must have peace through strength, and this agreement has put America in a position of weakness to the regime and to the eyes of the world. Congress now has 60 days to review the nuclear agreement, and we can pass a resolution of approval or disapproval of the deal. I cannot support an agreement that threatens American families or our allies overseas, especially Israel. The president has threatened to veto any action by Congress to prevent this bad deal from going through. I believe it is irresponsible to jeopardize the safety of Americans, our allies, and innocent civilians in the region with an historic mistake. For more information about the nuclear deal and to keep up with Congress's debate on the agreement, please visit the website www.joewilson.house.gov to keep up with the latest. I'm grateful to serve you in Congress.
Well, that's all good, Congressman Joe Wilson, a man that works day and night for the United States of America and for the safeguards of the world. He was a guest on our show, and he's fantastic. He's been working hard to bring businesses to South Carolina, and he's been doing a lot of traveling with Bulgaria and other nations to make sure that the connection is really good. Check his Congressman Wilson record, and you see that he never stopped working. Try to look at his schedule. You won't believe it. This guy works all day. It's like, I don't know how he does it, but God bless you, Joe Wilson. We love you so much, and I hope that you keep on from great to greatness, because you deserve it. So this will be my man to be on a Republican ticket any time they are looking for one. I'll endorse him in a heartbeat. Anyway, sure enough, we have to talk about the Republican Party. The Republican Party, I heard that Mr. Levine, the wonderful, great Levine, that was talking so strongly today about, the Iran deal and what's going on, and the Republican Party that don't have a core belief or don't have issues or don't have any grounds to hold for. And I'm saying to myself, this is not a journalist, this is a Democrat. Of course you got to talk about the Republican as you speak, because you sound so Republican, you're so Democrat. The Republican are the party of America. 50% of the votes always go to the Republican Party. So please don't push them around. Now, in this time of crisis, they become very, they're loyal to America. They're keeping are, you know, are ground. They are keeping the way it should be. And I don't see any time in the history of making that they behave not responsibly, especially now that they have a deal that they need to fight or work with. Now, is that a real thing that is going to happen? I don't know, but it's going to happen. So we better start thinking a way to approach it. But Congressman Wilson, like all the Republican Party, doing the best they can to hold the country together and get the, every district you know, in motion to work and have services, have plans, you know, they do so much internship. You know, you should, you know, those kids that do internship in South Carolina, I really think that you need to try that one. You know, go see how hard it is to work for the people when you do work for the people. I would like to say, but, you know, I'll say it between me and you only. I would like to send my Israeli member of Congress, member of parliament, to be interns in Congress sometimes. Maybe they learn a thing or two. But this is me, I don't know. Anyway, in Israel, it's really a roaring day. Everybody is crazy talking about what's going to happen. And we are going to give you some more music just to ease up. And let's go back to the Italian music because we miss it so much, okay? With all the love in the world. Let's listen to it.
Ok, amici, adesso vi cantiamo una bella canzone italiana. Allontano solo! Vicky, come on, vieni qua. Sul palco, on the stage.
Porti casone con un stemma a rete, una cuppulella che vi si era isata, passa scampagnando per tu l'edo.
Ah, yes, un altro amico americano per questa sera. We have those Italian craziness that goes in love and happiness, and they play like Americans should play, right? But the mother always said, you know, who gives you all this money? It's the purse of the mother. So those Italian, it's a really good classical Napolitan song. So let's go back to the serious stuff. I got some really, really upset senators that want to talk about things. Let's listen to what they have to say.
Joining us, you just saw that optimism in Iran. Does that make you hopeful or anxious?
Well, it makes me anxious because what the deal looks like is incredibly important. And the problem here, George, is that we have gone from preventing Iran having a nuclear ability to managing it. And what we are doing is basically rolling back sanctions for not rolling back Iran's illicit nuclear infrastructure, but rolling back sanctions for verification.
But according to the administration, putting it off for 10 to 15 years, can any other policy do better than that?
Well, I think that we started off with the wrong premise. We did not test the premise, can you get some of that infrastructure to actually be removed? Because at the end of the day, that's where we started. We started off with the premise that Iran could not keep its nuclear infrastructure, at least all of it. So we still have a plutonium reactor, reconfigurated, but still a plutonium reactor. We were originally told by Secretary Kerry that is either going to be dismantled by them or it will be destroyed by us. We have a uranium enrichment deep inside of a mountain. That doesn't happen for a peaceful civilian program. That's going to stay again reconfigured to less uranium enrichment. So the question is, even President Obama said that under this potential deal, in 12, 13 years, they will have a pathway towards a nuclear bomb should they choose to do so. And how this deal structures our ability to make sure that if that's the best deal you're going to get, what type of verification inspection regime, is it still going to be anytime, any place for the International Atomic Energy Administration? What type of sanctions relief are we giving? And at the end of the day, I hope that notwithstanding a deal, that the president makes a very clear statement to Iran that as it relates to the future, we cannot accept Iran having a nuclear weapon, period. That's the premise we started on. That's the premise we
All right. Are we done here? I think we are. Let's look again and think what's happening as far as they go. They're not happy with that deal. We have another senator who can say the same, but let's listen to him too.
This president is the single worst negotiator we have had in the White House in my lifetime, who has basically given the Cuban government everything it asked for and received no assurances of any advances in democracy and freedom in return.
Marco Rubio letting her rip at the president's decision to make nice with Cuba. Like Rubio, Ted Cruz also has Cuban roots. No fan of this deal.
First,
he is
here.
White House correspondent Ed Henry on how the White House is responding to all of this. Hey, Ed.
Well, Neil, good to see you. They are trying to jump on this. This is a president obviously in desperate need of some legacy items. He's had trouble spots, problems all around the world. So they greeted this jubilantly today here at the White House when Alan Gross, this American aid worker, was finally freed. But you see critics, as you noted, Marco Rubio, but also Democrats like Bob Menendez, who were saying there was a high price here in terms of swapping three Cuban spies. The White House insists that was not a direct swap. I'll get into that detail in a minute. That photo you're seeing is the President of the United States yesterday, for the first time in decades, an American president having a phone call with the Cuban president. He spoke to the dictator, Raul Castro. The president insists that some five decades of U.S. policy has failed to isolate Cuba, has just hurt the Cuban people. But again, even some Democrats, like Bob Menendez in the president's party, are saying the president is dangerously misunderstanding the situation. Listen.
To those who oppose the steps I'm announcing today, let me say that I respect your passion and share your commitment to liberty and democracy. The question is how we uphold that commitment. I do not believe we can keep doing the same thing for over five decades and expect a different result.
I believe that it is misguided and fails to understand the nature of the regime in Cuba that has exerted its authoritarian control over the Cuban people for 55 years. No one wishes that the reality in Cuba was more different than the Cuban people and the Cuban American community that has fled the island in search of freedom.
Now, I mentioned that the White House is rejecting this idea that Alan Gross, the American aid worker who had been in prison in Cuba for some 5 years, was directly swapped for these three Cuban spies. What the White House is claiming is the swap was actually between three Cuban spies that America released and then an intelligence asset in a Cuban prison that was helpful to the United States was released by the Castro regime. That was a swap separate from the humanitarian release of Alan Gross. But let's face it, all of this was happening as part of one.
All right. As you see, you know, to run a country, you have to have, an understanding and internal belief. Now, as for the Cuba deal, people were, against it. So is the Iranian deal. I'm not saying that the Iranian is better, but I'm just saying we need to run it course. This is the way that, you know, so much been giving. Give life the time. And, you know, we have to remember, and I always say, do you listen? That we have to remember that there is a God and it's not us. It is the moment that you realize that you did all in your power. So leave it to God. I love in the South, you know, in South Carolina, they always say, leave it to God. You need to leave this to God to help us moderate. If we are going to find ourselves in a very bad situation, we're going to face it. If we're going to have any suspicion, we're going to act. If we're going to have to do something, we will. So don't be so frightened. Let it go. Let's go back to business. Let them leave. Let's go and believe that we're going to make them do the right thing. You know, by hook and by crook, they're going to do that. And then let's go back and put some, you know, movement on the global economy. It's enough with this disastrous. What we did in this negotiation, we stopped the running of terror. We run because everybody was focused elsewhere. So we couldn't actually emphasize ourselves on the terror, which they liked, you know, to have airtime. Let's cut all the airtime from all atrocities that they do. And remember, those kids that are in Syria needs to be sheltered. We need to talk about the United Nations taking care of them. We need to take care of the immigrants that have been throwing to the shores of Italy that nobody gives a hoot right now and nobody gives a situation a solution. We need to liberate Libya so those refugees will not come back. And we need to help England. England that is taking on ISIS right now, we need to help her whatever we can. There are a few things that she needs, and we will surely will supply her with whatever they can, whatever we can, and may God give us the opportunity to do so. And for that mighty Queen of England, we would love to help in every way we can. All right, now I got some great song for you, a classic. Please listen. And we are back with our BBS Studios. One, it's incredible time in the history of mankind where we are actually winning. Because if the forces of darkness are signing us to the West to be good, it doesn't matter if they actually apply it. The fact is that they are signing. The will is there. So why don't we approach it from the segment of, you know, of the people who believe that a change could be? Because if we look every time at the change as it's going to be bad, of course we're going to make it bad because we are going to be devoting ourselves trying to prove the world that we were right. And we definitely don't want to do so. So I know that it's going to be ego trip of so many. I don't believe Joe Wilson is one of them, but I see it differently. I see it that they're going to eat their ETA. They're going to have so much to do to show that they are good, that if they are going back to themselves, they are going to be over in no time. And, you know, remember, I usually, with God, is like this. You wish on people to be bad. You wish to do something bad to the people. And God sees that. And everybody's going to see that, too. You're going to become transparent. Everybody's going to see it. So when you try to have a good, better relationship with the world, please, check what you can do. Check what you can do to make yourself better, because going on the wrong way, it's It will be bad for some. It will be good for none. So what's the point? I need you to have all the power in the world to go back to yourself and find yourself in the way that you never did before. And if we get together and love God, because He's the one who will keep us safe. And we're talking to the people of the light. We're not talking about people of the dark that whatever we do or say, it will mean nothing to them. We're talking to the love that mankind can find in His way. And sure enough, the growth that we expect that will happen. Because once we settle this deal, once we settle Greece, now we have to settle the Italian movement, because they are kind of powerful engine for growth for Europe. So I found out some interesting file that we overlooked about Japanese buying some kind of some kind of product in Italy. I want you to listen to all that.
The deal will likely exceed $2 billion. It's a record buyout for Hitachi. The company executives expect the takeover will more than double sales for their rail business to about $3.4 billion a year. The executives are banking on rail technology to accelerate their expansion plans.
With this buyout, we will expand the footprint of our global railway business.
Competition is fierce in the global railway market. Manufacturers from Canada, France, and Germany have large sales shares, while Chinese makers are also boosting.
Hey, it's me back again. Yes, you know, the railroad are important thing for growth, and if the Japanese feel that they need to buy it, I'm sure the Italian understand and do the best of the power. But today we need to pray for the Japanese, because there is a typhoon that is approaching there, and we want to send all our blessing and ask God to save them, because they had enough. I know that sometimes with all this nuclear waste was spread, and they cannot have kids anymore. Maybe it will be a cleaning mechanism, but we want to save men and women. So please, God, help us save the Japanese friends of ours in the world and in Japan. Now, we want to say something about the new television show that's going to show how much change there is shifting in the mosque. In the mosque of Hamas, for example, they are calling to stay away from ISIS. They don't want them to be close. But on the Temple Mount, Jerusalem, we have ISIS, reigning. They have the flag, they have everything going on, that we say they want the caliphate. So if anybody was thinking of giving Jerusalem, I would say it's not happening, because they're going to end up destroying everything and they're going to kill in the process. And this is an old city. We don't want to have any bloodshed. We need to start putting pressure on them through Jordan to start evacuating the area. It's not going to sit there forever, because there will be one way or another. They're going to grow their power. They're going to expose something. They're going to kill. And that's going to start a crash, fast war. We need to start understanding what they're saying. We understood they are calling for destruction of Israel, destruction of everything that is not Jewish, Christian, and all. They want the caliphate. Let's start pushing the pressure and keeping them away. We need to start closing those movements. We're not going to let it be. This is nothing we can do about it. We are not going to be settling while they are calling for the killing of people. They are bad news. You guys know we are welcoming any forces that want to maybe sit down and talk about the way to do so, but we need to deal with it as soon as possible. It's not going to last. because some has to be, it's or us or them. And trust me, it's going to be the people of the light. We need to have light. Now, we have a lot of experts that says human rights watch criticize the relief of in Naples. Oh my goodness, people are stupid, you know, they start, you know, yeah, you have a woman, Human Rights Watch. You go to Human Rights Watch to Naples, a disaster place, and then you say, whoever helped didn't do a good job. Well, do that. Go, someone, did you help while you were there? You didn't do a good job because you were busy bad-mouthing the helper. Now, there is another section that was saying, you know, so many things about the rest of the world, but we're not going to worry about it. We are just going to talk about the lifting of the arm embargo in Iran will be sad because they're going to have a lot of power to pass. Well, in other words, the world gave them tools to start a new war. Now, well, I guess we should get ready for all-out war between Iran and the Saudi, because Israel is not going to get in the middle, because they're going to slaughter Sunni first before, and the Saudi is not going to sit. So you guys have a bigger problem on your hands than Israel. Israel, we are here, you know. We can get involved in that, but the Sunni and the Shia are going to give it all they can. Let's get some more music and something that I want to bless you and hope that you all have some piece of Claudio Viglioni Avrai, that you will have good things for the children in the good in good time.
Avrai sorrisi sul tuo viso come ad agosto grigli e stelle, storie fotografate dentro un album rilegato in pelle, tuoni di aerei supersonici che fanno alzar la testa e il buio all'alba che si fa d'argento alla finestra. Avrai un telefono vicino che vuol dire già.
I think that we are set and we're going to say goodbye soon. I love you all. God bless you all. Take care and hope you have a wonderful, wonderful continuation of your weekend, your end of the week, and your weekend ahead of you. God bless you all. I love you. 10-4. God bless you. Talk to you Sunday.